Welcome to How We Got There. I am your host, Mike Davis, founder of Go-To-Market Guides. I interview thought leaders and founders in the Salesforce ecosystem to help ISVs learn new things to try and mistakes to avoid. This episode of How We Got There is brought to you by ISV App. ISV App is used by leading Salesforce ISVs and OEMs as the central toolbox to reduce churn, increase renewals, identify upsell potential, and close more deals. ISV App is the only plug-and-play solution for the AppExchange App Analytics API and provides deep product insights. The setup is easy and takes less than 5 minutes. Visit isvapp.com, that's isvapp.com, to learn how you can take advantage of usage data in your app today. All right, so I am here with Eric Dreschfeld, who is the product evangelist at Mowgli, and he's also the founder and event co-chair for Midwest Dreamin', which is really going to be the focus of the conversation today. Eric, welcome to this short pod version.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, so I guess for all the ISVs, super excited for you to share like a little bit about the Dreamin' events and specifically Midwest Dreamin'. But I guess to kick things off, what are these Dreamin' events?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way to put it is to quote Peter Coffey, who once described the Dreamin' events at the beginning of a partner keynote at Dreamforce. He said, they're just like a world tour, only Salesforce doesn't have to organize it. Now, that's not entirely true. I mean, it's close. Salesforce does not have to organize it, the Dreamin' events. They are truly organized, led, and run completely by members of the Salesforce community. Salesforce does support them. The community organizers and the teams who run these events do get support from the company in terms of coordinating speakers, providing swag. So what exactly is a Dreamin' event? I think the better description is, it's a community organized conference geared towards gathering Salesforce community members together to network, talk, discuss, learn, share all about challenges and obstacles and how to overcome them within Salesforce as a platform, as a tool, and even more widely to how to survive building a career in the Salesforce ecosystem and dealing with whatever that involves.
Nice. Yeah. And I know, obviously, you're the founder and event co-chair for Midwest Dreamin', but there's a bunch of other ones. Like, I know of at least half a dozen other Dreamin' events around the country and around the world.
Yeah, definitely. There's, you know, at its peak pre-COVID, I want to say there were somewhere in the neighborhood of about 40 of these Dreamin' events around the world. From a historical perspective, I believe there were two events out there that were community led, that were bigger than user group meetings prior to Midwest Dreamin' starting. Midwest Dreamin' first started in 2011. There were events, I believe, like 2008, 2009, down in Florida that they called Dreamforce 2U Florida, which was a large gathering of multiple user groups. It was organized by a few longtime Salesforce MVPs who back then were new Salesforce MVPs, more than likely. And then I believe the event called Snowforce that had taken place prior to COVID in the Salt Lake City area. I believe that got its start a year or two before Midwest Dreamin' as well.
So interesting. And I guess what types of people attend these regional Dreamin' events?
It's a great question. Yeah. And from the Midwest Dreamin' perspective, we have gathered statistics over the years. We ask the attendees a bunch of questions when they register so we know all the details about what type of company they work for. So you get the industry, the vertical, whether it's nonprofit or higher ed or a commercial company, the size of their company, how many employees there are. We also ask them how long they've been using Salesforce. So we get a range of years from brand new to over 10. And then some of the other questions that we ask are things like, what are your job title? What do you do for the company? Are you a consulting partner? Are you an ISV partner? Are you an end user customer of Salesforce? So we really get kind of all the same demographic information that Salesforce collects when you register for Dreamforce, for example. So the summary version of all that is, at least historically for Midwest Dreamin', the attendees have been roughly 60% end users of Salesforce And that could mean they're an administrator, they're a developer, they're a customer. And then the other 40% is probably an even 20-20 split between partners and executive. And those partners could be ISVs, like the ones you cater to with your discussions here, or SI partners as well.
Nice. And I guess just rough ballpark for something like Midwest Dreamin', which I think is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, a regional event. What's the ballpark attendees that you expect?
Yeah, so 2022 is an interesting year, obviously. We did not hold the event in 2020 or 2021 because of COVID, although some of the other Dreamin' events did flip over to virtual and still held their events. The Midwest Dreamin' team decided the biggest advantage to the events was the networking and the in-person aspect, so we chose to not hold a virtual event. In 2019, the last time we held the event, we had about 900 people joining us in Chicago for the event. By comparison, in 2011, the very first year Midwest Dreamin' took place, I had 100 people in Louisville, Kentucky. So 2022, wow. Midwest Dreamin', I'm expecting a big crowd. The numbers that I've kind of been tossing around, and it's based upon the level of registrations as to where we are today versus kind of like the normal curve of how often registrations come in and how close to the event people really ramp up signing up. I'm guessing we're going to see somewhere in the 900 to 1,000 people this year. So it'll be the biggest Midwest Dreamin' ever if we top that 900 mark by more than a handful. I think overall, from a community event perspective, at least in the U.S., Midwest Dreamin' is the largest that's been out there out of all the other ones. I think it's, like I said earlier, kind of the longest running as well.
That's amazing that it might very well break records this year. I guess people are searching for community again. That's great.
Yep, I think there's a big hunger for that right now.
Yeah, just some extra connection. So I guess from a sponsorship standpoint, because you do accept and love your sponsors, like what ISVs tend to sponsor these events and Midwest Dreamin' specifically?
Yeah, so over the years, Midwest Dreamin' has built up a pretty big following. We do get a lot of returning sponsors year over year. Some of the more widely recognized names of organizations that have participated in Midwest Dreamin', Elements Cloud has been a big sponsor over the years. Conga has sponsored many times over. Slightly more recently, Speckit just kind of got their start in the ecosystem by sponsoring Midwest Dreamin' and I believe Tahoe Dreamin' as well in the same year. And that's when the year they launched, and that's been a couple of years ago now. And they've seen tremendous growth since then. We've seen all sorts of other companies, and you know, companies that in some cases don't exist because they were bought out by Salesforce. And I am totally drawing a blank on the name of the company that became the Salesforce Maps product.
Map Anything.
Yes, thank you. They've been a sponsor of Midwest Dreamin' in a few years as well. We've also had some sponsorships from individual departments of Salesforce, like the Einstein Analytics team, for example, was a sponsor in 2019 or 2018.
Nice. And I guess just from your experience, what ROI can sponsors expect from coming to an event like this?
Yeah, another great question. And that's a common one. And you know, like any event, that's a little bit of a roll of the dice to see what type of return you're going to get. But in general, I mean, most of our sponsorship packages have the so-called traditional booth. We have an expo hall where all the sponsors gather and showcase their apps, their products, their services. And we as an event try to entice people to go visit the sponsors. We always have held our happy hours and served lunch and things of that nature inside the expo hall to draw attention to the sponsors and to get traffic to them. So from the ROI perspective, you know, a lot of the sponsors will tell us we've signed some new deals that started at Midwest Dreamin'. So there's a concrete measure that they can put against it, comparing the size of their deal to the cost of Midwest Dreamin'. Some of the other sponsors, and I'm going to call out Elements Cloud here as a good one, just simply sponsor some of these events more for the goodwill it generates in the community than perhaps the leads and business they get, although I'm sure they still get some business out of these conversations they have at these community events.
Yeah, from my experience in the ISV world, these have always just been really great brand building events and helping build the community. But geez, I've always seen some deals originate from them as well. And so I guess in line with that, do you have any tips that you would offer to sponsors to make a great impact and try to drive some ROI from these?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I always feel like really draws attention to your product, assuming you're a product company and ISV partner, is participating in the demo jam. Virtually all of the Dreamin events have a demo, so that's your 3 minutes in front of the audience to showcase your app. It's run very much like the App Exchange runs the demo jam. 3 minutes, no slides, has to be a live demo. And when it's over, the audience votes and a winner is declared. At Midwest Dreamin, the interest in the demo jam has always been huge. And we've done 3 initial rounds of the demo jam with 5 or 6 partners each. And then the second day, we've held the mega demo jam finale, as we've called it, between the 3 winners of each of those rounds. So those winning companies get additional exposure by having the opportunity to do the demo. From a demo perspective, if you're going to participate in the demo jam, I would say try to go a little bit out of the box. Don't just make it, here, let me show you the app, but make it more of a, here's a use case and why it's important and what can your app do to solve the problems of that use case. Mowgli, the company I'm lucky enough to work for, they've done a phenomenal job with demo jams simply because they have a talented singer on their staff. It's a great product as well, but we've done demos where Mallory, our VP of Client Success, is rapping while Rob is showing the demo. And what she's rapping is exactly what he's showing on screen. But other companies that I've seen do really good demo jams have been Own Backup, where they pretend to be a customer who has lost data. And their administrator realizes, oh, with a few clicks of a button, I can find that lost data and I can get it back. And they do all that within that 3 minute time period where they say, oh, I'm missing some records. Oh, here's the missing records. And boom, they're back in Salesforce. So those types of engagements are really good. And I think those are the kind of things that can help you win a demo jam.
Yeah, we were having a back and forth in the ISV Slack community about demo jams the other day. And it sounds like Own Backups won 30 demo jams and y'all at Mowgli 18 and Elements.cloud is up there as well. But right. Man, y'all are doing something right.
There's definitely some competition there and everybody really enjoys the game, if you will, and super proud of winning demo jams. Absolutely.
Nice. And I'll just add one recommendation from a booth perspective and getting ROI. And this is something I share with all my clients and folks I used to work full time for. But if you're going to be at a booth and if you're going to collect leads, which you should be if you have a, bring an iPad and set up a Calendly or whatever calendaring service that you use to, rather than collect a business card and follow up with an email, if you're having a good conversation with somebody, pull up a Calendly link for the sales team and allow them to book based on their calendar right then and there. It takes the back and forth at the SDR back in at their home office or your main office is going to have to do to chase that person down, and everybody's going to thank you. So that'd be my one tip for any exhibitors.
Yeah, that's a great tip. And the benefit of that really is the people that are really interested in seeing your product at a deeper level, you're going to get on their calendar immediately. You won't have to reach out to them and like you said, go back and forth and hope they remember why they wanted to see you when you get back to them. They'll already have it on their calendar for a few days later or whatever. So yeah, great tip.
Totally. Well, Eric, thanks so much for sharing. I guess, how does somebody learn more about Midwest Dreamin? And I don't even know this, actually. Where is there a list of all the Dreamin events anywhere?
Oh, wow. You know, that's a great question that I wish I had a good answer for. Actually, there is. Now that I've said that, there is a list on the Salesforce community website someplace. I can't recall.
I'll find it.
Yeah, we can.
I'll find it and link to it.
Yeah. But from Midwest Dreamin, the perspective, MidwestDreamin.com will get you all the details. It's Minneapolis, the Hyatt Regency. July 20th through 22nd, we're open for registration. We're open for sponsorships. There's a link on the page to request more information to become a sponsor. I think we even have a link where you can download our sponsorship opportunities document right there on the website too.
Awesome. Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining and sharing a little bit about your labor of love and thank you for what you do for the community.
Thanks, Mike. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something from today's episode of How We Got There. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. I'll see you here next time.